we're gonna have more fun together.
Beats driving alone.
A public service of this station, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the Advertising Council.
It's 9 o'clock. You're tuned to WJMA AM FM Orange, Virginia. 40 degrees Fahrenheit and 4 degrees Celsius. That's been our temperature all evening long here in Orange. And here's what's new. Postal rates will increase from 10 to 13 cents at midnight tonight. Chief Justice Warren Burger today refused to reverse a lower court ruling allowing the increase. Burger's decision came just 6 hours before the scheduled rate change. Six terrorists who stormed a meeting of OPEC oil ministers in Vienna 9 days ago reportedly have been released by Algerian officials and left the country. Sources say they have flown to a friendly Arab country, possibly Libya. The leaders of both Algeria and Libya met Sunday and Monday for discussions on a broad range of issues, and Libya in the past has given sanctuary to anti-Israeli hijackers. The terrorists' freedom is seen as part of a deal worked out by the Algerian foreign minister in negotiating the release of 41 hostages by the terrorists a week ago. A special review committee reports that Gulf Oil Corporation spent more than $10 million in domestic and foreign political contributions over a 14-year period. The committee's detailed report introduced one new name to the list of officials who received money from Gulf, former California Governor Ronald Reagan. Although political contributions by corporations are illegal in the U.S., they were legal in California. The committee recommended Gulf curtail the contributions, except in countries where they are legal. The report followed a negotiated settlement of an SEC suit against Gulf alleging failure to report such contributions. The report was based on depositions made by present and former Gulf employees as part of that suit. Police in New York City report no new leads in the explosion that killed 11 persons at LaGuardia Airport last night. Investigators are puzzled by the size of the bomb that caused the explosion. It's reported several times the size of the average explosive set off in the city's 32 blasts reported this year. Earlier today, a Port Authority spokesman said keys were being removed from lockers at all area airports to prevent a recurrence of the blast. In addition to the 11 killed, 75 persons were injured in the explosion. The nation's airlines have offered a $50,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of the person or persons responsible. President Ford said today the U.S. should do something about controlling terrorists. His remark, made as he left Vail, Colorado for Washington, was in reference to the explosion yesterday at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Ford is now back in Washington, where he is to receive a formal report on the explosion. A U.S. District Court judge in Washington has refused to order a temporary halt to distribution of a controversial Federal Energy Administration booklet on natural gas. Two consumer and energy-related groups sought the restraining order, charging the booklet illegally urged deregulation of natural gas prices. No date has been set for a hearing on a permanent injunction against distribution of the booklet. No one was injured yesterday, or today, that is, in an incident involving a Delta Airlines jet at New Orleans International Airport. The jetliner, carrying 175 passengers, skidded into a muddy bog after landing. Jacqueline Onassis posed briefly for photographers at a Salt Lake City ski resort today, but she left before reporters could question her about recent allegations that her former husband, the late President John Kennedy, had been involved in extramarital affairs. A Florida tourism industry spokesman say things are looking up this year like northerners gazing up at the sun. About 60,000 tourists are reported to have descended on Florida's west coast alone, and reports from Orlando in central Florida to Key West show more of the same. One spokesman says this could be our best tourist season in history. You're tuned to WJMA Radio News.
Operation Identification. A joint project of Orange County law enforcement agencies and insurance companies is now underway. You can borrow an engraving tool from the sheriff's office to mark a special identifying number on your valuable possessions. The number can help in the recovery of stolen property, and a sticker in your window will tell potential thieves that your property is marked. The engravers are available at the Orange County Sheriff's Office at no cost. For more information about Operation Identification, call 672-1200.
Weather for the five counties at 5 after 9. Rain with some fog tonight with the lows in the upper 30s or low 40s. A chance of rain Wednesday and Wednesday night. The highs in the 40s. The lows Wednesday night in the mid-30s to near 40. Partly cloudy Thursday. Highs in the mid-40s to near 50. The chance of rain will be decreasing to 40% Wednesday, 30% Wednesday night. Winds mostly southwesterly, 10 miles an hour or less tonight, becoming variable Wednesday. At 40 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 degrees Celsius, 99% is the relative humidity. I'm Jean Love for WJMA Radio News.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people that live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rows. I feel so poor heart is laughing like a clown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in love in my hometown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people that live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my poor heart is laughing like a clown. I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown.
And now Paul will come along. This is Paul Delicato, and this is a medley of Margie and When You Wore a Tulip.
Margie, Margie, it's you. When you wore
Now, if you didn't sing along with that, then you just don't dig this kind of stuff. I think it's kind of fun. When you were a tulip. And that's Paul Delicato from his Ice Cream Sodas and Lollipops and the Red Hot Spinning Top album. That's a long title. Shirley Bassey coming up next. Music on the evening show here on WJMA. We are tracking along, tracking with love. In our lost and found department, a license plate, CSS, that's Charlie Sam Sam, well, anyhow, CSS 528 has been lost between Orange and Gordonsville somewhere along the road. If you found this, the number to call is 832-2603, if you will, please. 832-2603. Now, a little walking around kind of found item is a female black Labrador puppy. She's been found in the vicinity of Montpelier Station. Are you missing your little pup? Call 672-5703 for her. 672-5703. Now here's Shirley.
You think you know me pretty well, but how can you tell? You never get inside my head. The times we talk, we never speak. We play hide and seek. So many things are left unsaid. Why can't you see what's on the other side of me, the side of me that reaches out to you? Sweet thoughts and dreams like drops of rain on rippling streams that wind. Rivers with no end, flowing on the other side of me. It seems I always get unstrung. I trip on my tongue with words that come out something else. I'm so afraid the things I say might chase you away. I have to hide behind myself. Why can't you see what's on the other side of me, the side of me that reaches out to you? Why must I hide these feelings that have been? La 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 la. Reaches out to you. Why must I hide these feelings that have been denied? Only you can set me free. See what's on the other side of me. On the other side of me. On the other side of me.
It's a Neil Sedaka number called On the Other Side of Me. Now it's Jesse. This is a Janis Ian song. Jesse.
Jesse.
Jesse, come home. There's a hole in the bed where we slept. Now it's growing cold. Hey, Jesse, your face in the place where we lay by the hearth, all apart. It hangs on my heart, and I'm keeping the light on the stairs. No, I'm not scared. I'll wait for you. Hey, Jesse, I'm lonely, come home. Jesse, the floors and the boards, recalling your steps. And I remember too, all the pictures are fading and shaded in gray, but I still set a place on the table at noon, and I'm leaving the light on the stairs. No, I'm not scared. I'll wait for you. Jesse, I'm lonely, come home. Jesse, the spread on the bed is like when you I've kept it up for you. All the blues and the greens have been recently clean, and it's seemingly new. Hey, Jeff, me and you will swallow the light on the stairs. Up my hair and sleep unaware. Hey, Jesse, I'm lonely, come home. Hey, Jesse, I'm lonely, come home.
That a pretty piece. I think that's really neat. And Shirley Bassey does a bang-up job on this one. Her album is called Good, Bad, But Beautiful. Shirley, that is. And very nice numbers on it. And some of the others, All in Love is Fair, run on and on and on. Some of the others that are there. It's 20 minutes after 9 here on the evening show, Tracking with Love, and the WJMA weather for Orange, for Melton, for Stevensburg, for Midway, for all kinds of places all over the area. It's been the same temperature all evening long. It's just getting repeat and repeat on this weather forecast. Rain with some fog tonight, lows in the upper 30s or low 40s. A chance of rain Wednesday and Wednesday night, with the highs Wednesday in the 40s, lows Wednesday night in the mid-30s to near 40. Partly cloudy Thursday with the highs in the mid-40s to near 50. The chance of rain will be decreasing to 40% Wednesday, 30% Wednesday night. Winds mostly southwest, 10 miles an hour or less tonight, becoming variable Wednesday. 40%. Isn't percent. 40 degrees. I thought I would just change it. 40 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 degrees Celsius, 99% relative humidity. Just keep reading the same things over again. You can get almost brainwashed out of the whole thing into something else. So, it's 21 minutes after the hour, and we're moving right along, as they say. And here's some more Beautiful music from The Greatest Gift is Love album by Mantovani and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Music by Montavani and the orchestra, and that's called What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life? 26 minutes after 9 o'clock here on the evening show. And we're getting along with some more music from Stu Stevens coming up. And this is called Returning Your Call, is the name of the album, anyhow. He has a little note to America from Nottingham, England, on the cover here. And it says, Message, Returning Your Call. It's kind of nice. The piece that we're going to hear, first of all, is Hello, Babe, and then The Streets of London.
Well, hello, babe, how you been? This is some kind of surprise seeing you again. Remember when, babe? Remember when? Oh, hello, babe, so good to see you again. Well, hello, babe, so tell me what's new. No, I'm still alone, how about you? It seems no one can love me like you used to do. Ah, hello, babe, so good to see you. And ain't it some kind of amazing, babe, the way everybody keeps on going, trying to make the same old love just as good as new. And ain't it some kind of amazing, babe, after all this time between us, when I needed it most, I found my should try. Cause it seems so sad to tell you goodbye, and you know why, babe, you know why. Oh, come on, babe, let's give it one more try. Found my way to you. Ah, hello, babe, don't you think we should try? Cause it seems so sad to tell you goodbye. You know why, babe, you know why. Oh, come on, try. Oh, come on, babe, let's give it one more try. Oh, come on, babe, let's give it one more try. Oh, come on, babe.
Seen the old man outside the closed down market, kicking up the papers with his worn out shoes. In his eyes you see no pride, his arms hang loosely by his side. Yesterday's papers telling yesterday's news.
So how can you tell me you're lonely? Say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something that'll make you change your mind.
Have you seen the old gal walking through the streets of London, dirt in her hair and her clothes all in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something that'll make you change your mind. Quarter past 11 in an all-night cafe. Did you see the old man sitting on his own, staring at the world over the rim of a teacup? Each tea lasts 1 hour, then he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something that'll make you change your mind. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something that'll make you change your mind.
Really nice, rich voice from a young man. And that's Stu Stevens. Keep him in mind. I think he's going to be heard a lot from. Really nice. And about the only time he did sound British was the one in Streets of London. His other things sounded very country, Western American. And yet he's from England. Very nice sound, I think. Now some more from Simon and Garfunkel. This is going to be a grouping, as we say. Well, first of all, let me tell you, you're tuned to WJMA, AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. It's now 26 minutes on the clock on the wall before the hour of 10 o'clock. From the Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme album of Simon and Garfunkel, now it's Homeward Bound, The Big Bright Green Pleasure Machine, and the 59th Street Bridge Song, or Feeling Groovy. Here they come.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound,
I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Tendency to dump on you. Does your group have more cavities than theirs? Do all the hippies seem to get the jump on you? Do you sleep alone when others sleep in pairs? Well, there's no need to complain. We'll eliminate your pain. We can neutralize your brain. You'll feel just fine. Bright green pleasure machine. The figures of authority just shoot you down. Is life within the business world to drag? Did your boss just mention that you better shop around? Or you find yourself in more productive bag? Are you worried and distressed? Can't seem to get no rest. Put our product to the test. You feel just fine now. Buy a big bright green pleasure machine. You better hurry up and order one. Our limited supplies are in. Away the blows of cruel fate. Do your checks bounce higher than a rubber ball? I worry it calls your girlfriend's just a little late. Are you looking for a way to jump the dog? We can end your daily strife at a reasonable price. You've seen it advertised in life. You feel just fine.
Down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
And hope you're feeling pretty groovy yourself on that one. Isn't that neat? Simon and Garfunkel and their standards. 19 minutes before 10 o'clock on the evening show, and now some more from Max Marath from the world of Scott Joplin. This time we're not taking it from Scott right off, it's from Max himself. He wrote one, and it's called Echoes of the Rosebud. This is a ragtime variations. And then after that, a number by another of Scott Joplin's contemporaries, James Scott. And he is another ragtime writer, so we're going to hear from both these. Not just Scott Joplin, but it is good old ragtime. reminder, that's from the Max Morath album, and Max Morath plays The World of Scott Joplin, Volume 2. Great sounds on the ragtime circuit. It's 11 minutes before 10. In the weather for Orange, Mineral, Zion Crossroads, and Etlin, we have rain with some fog forecast for tonight, with the lows in the upper 30s or low 40s. Chance of rain tomorrow and tomorrow night. The highs tomorrow in the 40s, the lows tomorrow night, 30 near 40. In the upper 30s, that is. Partly cloudy Thursday, with the highs in the mid-40s to near 50. Chance of rain will be decreasing to 40% tonight and tomorrow, and 30% tomorrow night. The winds mostly southwest, 10 miles an hour or less tonight, becoming variable tomorrow. It's still holding out at 40 degrees on our back porch thermometer. Might be different where you are, but here in town, in Orange, it's that. And 4 degrees Celsius reading, 99% is the relative humidity. We're tracking with love, and we're going to hear some more from Doris Day, from her sentimental kind of things that she's been singing for us this evening. Here's a piece called Nightlife, and then we go on into Funny.
Confusion. The sounds of people, each with his own goals, each with his own patterns, living under the constant vigil of the sun. But each day, the inevitable darkness comes and spreads its cloud of quiet over the land, and the familiar sounds rest and sleep with those who live by day and hide from the darkness. This is the sound of the night. It's sad, sensuous, lonely. So apart from the confusion of daytime that it seems a different world. This is the sound of nightlife. My life.
When the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging round. The nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of what used to be. The nightlife, it ain't a good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues that they're playing. Listen to what the blues are saying. Just another scene from the world of broken dreams. The nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life. But it's my life. funny how the phone stopped ringing. Your heart stopped singing the way it used to do. You don't know who's to blame or if there's a reason. You just know you were wrong and now you're freezing. Funny, no goodbyes were spoken. The spell was broken by a bell of silent sighs. Funny, it's so funny. Funny how you just can't dry your eyes.
That's our Trackin' with Doris for tonight, and we're going to head on up to news time with Bobby Vinton and Travelin' Band. Bobby Vinton, and his album tonight has been The Bobby Vinton Show that we've been tracking along with all the others. And that brings us to the end of an evening show now for Tracking with Love on a Tuesday night. You're tuned to WJMA AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. It's 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We have 40 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 degrees Celsius, and here's a wrap-up of the day's news. President Ford returned to Washington tonight from an 8-day Colorado ski vacation and received the latest reports on yesterday's bomb explosion at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The president said he would make sure every effort is made to prevent similar incidents. The blast at LaGuardia Airport left 11 persons dead and 75 others injured. Police have made no arrests. Ford met in Washington tonight with Transportation Secretary William Coleman, Federal Aviation Administration Chief Don McLucas, and Deputy Attorney General Henry Tyler. Coleman said particular attention will be paid to security in the area of baggage lockers. The LaGuardia bomb was believed to have been hidden inside a coin-operated locker near the baggage claim area. Police in New York say that they still have no idea who is responsible for the LaGuardia Airport explosion. The bomb had the explosive force of 25 sticks of dynamite. It sent deadly metal and glass shards ripping through some 200 yards of the luggage area, which was crowded with incoming holiday passengers. A rash of telephone calls followed the blast, attributing it to various groups, including the Symbionese Liberation Army and the Palestine Liberation Organization. Police have dismissed the callers as cranks. Without giving any reason, Chief Justice Warren Burger today refused to block a postal rate hike, which will go into effect tomorrow. It will increase the cost of first-class postage from 10 to 13 cents. Former Postmaster General Edward Day, representing bulk mailers, asked Burger to reserve yesterday's U.S. Court of Appeals decision, which cleared the way for the increases. In a brief order, Burger refused the request. The Postal Service says it's losing $2.25 million every month under the present rate. The new rate increases amount to about $2.5 billion a year. A special review committee has concluded that Gulf Oil Corporation made between $10 and $12 million in political contributions at home and abroad. The committee, composed of Gulf officials and outsiders, said Gulf felt that making the contributions was the only way it could get attention. In a 300-page report, the panel recommends that the company make no illegal gifts in the future. However, the committee recommended against ceasing contributions in conformity with the laws and customs of the country in which it is operating as long as the activity is legal. In the United States, political contributions by corporations are illegal. A secret government report shows that some $8.5 billion in supplies were taken from U.S. military stocks for shipment to Israel and Vietnam from 1972 to 1974. The report, released by Representative Les Aspin of Wisconsin, said the siphoning of supplies has adversely affected overall U.S. military readiness. The report also says that as of June 1974, the Army was short nearly 5,000 tanks, which is 50% below minimum requirements, largely because of the Israel and Vietnam depletion. Terrorists who attacked the Vienna headquarters of the World Oil Cartel last week were reportedly freed in Algiers today and flown out of the country. There is no official announcement of their departure, but authoritative sources in Algiers say the raiders who surrendered in the Algerian capital were sent to a friendly Arab nation. It's not known, however, if all six left the country. One of the terrorists was severely wounded in the OPEC raid. Unconfirmed reports say the destination of the terrorists could have been neighboring Libya, which has given sanctuary to anti-Israeli hijackers in the past. Indonesian troops reportedly launched massive new attacks on Portuguese East Timor Christmas Day and are said to be moving into the countryside. This was disclosed by a spokesman for the leftist independence movement, Fretilin, at a news conference in the United Nations building in New York. The Argentine military chaplain is reported holding negotiations between President Isabel Perón and the armed forces over Mrs. Perón's possible resignation. Sources in Buenos Aires say the talks presumably deal with Mrs. Perón's resignation or a lengthy leave from duties. Last year, actor Marlon Brando gave 40 acres of land in Southern California to an Indian group. Only at the time, the land seemed hardly a gift worth receiving, for with it came an outstanding debt of $318,000. In fact, the loan on the land wasn't due until now anyway, and Brando has paid it off. Spokesman for the Survival of American Indians Association announced that the land has now been delivered debt-free as promised. Spokesman Hank Adams said his group never doubted Brando would pay off the loan. After nearly 20 years on television, NBC's famed peacock color symbol is folding its feathers. The National Broadcasting Company says a new corporate policy will go into effect on New Year's Day, and after that, the peacock will only appear on rare occasions. As an NBC spokesman put it, the peacock isn't dead, but it's badly wounded. We'll have local and state news after this.
Who wants with him?
Picture Park.
He does nice things and stuff.
It's because it's a long ride and it's fun to go with your dad. He's a tickle monster sometimes.
It takes so little of you to give so much to them. Give your children everything. Give them your time.
Make us happy.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
It's 10:06 on the evening news report. A break in a sewer force main Sunday night threatened an interruption of service for residents of the eastern portion of the town of Orange, but repairs were completed before the gravity sewers began to back up. The break in the main at the intersection of Bird and Mason Streets was reported at about 9 o'clock Sunday night. Town manager Ed Lax said the main is force main, through which sewage is pumped under pressure over the hill so it can then flow by gravity to the town's treatment plant on the Rapidan River. The force main, which ruptured, served an area including Selma Road, Williams Drive, and Jefferson, Piedmont, and East Main Streets. Lax said the pump was quickly shut off Sunday night to prevent the spilling of raw sewage at the point of the break. The cast-iron pipe was repaired yesterday and back in service. Town crews were forced to break out a manhole to get to the break in the main and only completed repairs to the manhole today. Ed Lax said that the same force main last broke about 5 years ago, and it appears that cast-iron pipes have a tendency to break during freezing weather. The issue of individual property rights versus the community good arose yesterday during a discussion of zoning restrictions by the Madison County Board of Supervisors. The specific issue was Madison County's requirement that residential lots in agricultural zones be 3 acres or larger in size. Pat Hamill has the story.
The issue arose from a request of Harry White to rezone 27 acres in A1 zone to R1 in order to give his son 1.5 acres for a home site. Several neighbors spoke against the rezoning of this farm, but were in favor of allowing White to build on 1.5 acres. The supervisors were unable to grant an exception to the 3-acre requirement, as White's land is located in an area planned for agricultural preservation. Another reason for not rezoning tracts outside planned villages was presented by Zoning Administrator Longley. She said subdivisions with 15 small lots can only be located in planned villages where public sewer and water will be an economical possibility by the local government. Planners have been warned about the possibility of individual well contamination by individual septics over a long period of time. When this happens, local governments are required to run public services to the stricken homes. The White family challenged the 3-acre requirement as unfair and unnecessary. Some citizens suggested that 2-acre lots in A1 would be a solution to the controversy. Officials studying the county's problems indicate an increase in lot size would be a better solution for Madison. Pat Hamill in Madison reporting WJMA News.
Attorneys for the Gray Manufacturing Company have scheduled a meeting in New Jersey on Monday for creditors and bondholders of the bankrupt corporation. In a letter, attorney Francis Margolis of East Orange, New Jersey, says the meeting will be an opportunity for discussion of possible plans for repayment of the firm's debts. Gray filed a federal bankruptcy petition in October and has been continuing limited business operations under a court-appointed receiver. The Gray-operated Virginia Metal Products plants in Orange and Brookneal were affected by the bankruptcy. The company's attorneys state that they are trying to formulate a plan under which Gray Manufacturing could continue operations while satisfying its creditors and bondholders. The meeting will be held Monday afternoon in Newark, New Jersey. The fate of Virginia Metal Products is still uncertain. A group of Orange businessmen is attempting to arrange the purchase of the VMP plant and equipment in Orange, which is now owned by Gray Manufacturing. Drug abuse is usually thought of as an urban problem, but it appears that drug follows some urban dwellers on their adventures into the wilderness. The Shenandoah National Park reports that park rangers arrested more than 180 persons between May and December of this year on drug-related charges. During 1975, Shenandoah National Park rangers worked in cooperation with the FBI and Drug Enforcement Administration in an effort to reduce the use of illegal drugs within the park. The park rangers, according to a spokesman, function both as visitor guides and wildlife managers and as the police force within the park. A Charlottesville man has been found guilty of escaping from the Culpeper County Jail while he was awaiting trial on another criminal charge. 18-year-old Ricky Barksdale pleaded guilty to the escape yesterday and also entered a guilty plea to a charge of trespassing. General District Court Judge Basil Burke sentenced Barksdale to 12 months in jail on the convictions, then suspended the sentence so the young man could be transported to Maryland to begin serving a prison sentence there. Barksdale escaped from the jail Christmas Eve by slipping through a security screen and between the bars over one of the jail windows. Barksdale and another man, 32-year-old Edward Veltoven of Maryland, were out of their cells cleaning the jail at the time of the escape. Barksdale was recaptured less than 3 hours after the escape. Veltoven, who did not leave the jail, has been charged with attempted escape and aiding an escape. A federal court today denied a motion to overrule the expulsion of two Winchester High School students. Michael Crawford and Christopher Good were expelled in September following racial riots at Handley High School. The two were expelled for intimidation and assault. Several students were injured in the riots. Judge James Turk met for nearly 2 hours in his Harrisonburg chambers today with two NAACP lawyers representing the students and two lawyers for the school board. Judge Turk said Crawford and Good were given a fair hearing when they were expelled, and that the decision to expel them was based on substantial evidence. A class action suit on behalf of the black students and faculty at Handley is still pending in court. No future hearing dates have been set. State and federal officials will meet Friday to discuss new recommendations on how to cope with the Keypone contamination problem. State health official Dr. Robert Jackson said a major emphasis will be placed on determining whether federal agencies can increase their capabilities for Keypone testing. He said there is still no real scientific data on the effects of trace amounts of Keypone on humans, animals, and marine life. Dr. Jackson said long-term effects of large and small amounts of the compound in organisms will take years to determine. The pesticide ingredient, Keypone, was manufactured in Hopewell until the plant was closed last July. A House of Delegates Democratic caucus today acknowledged the re-election of James Thompson as majority leader. The Alexandria delegate then suggested that there be a 2-week extension of the upcoming session of the General Assembly. Thompson's plan includes 2 recesses. The week-long breaks would occur in the second or third week and near the end of the session. The caucus will vote on the matter on the eve of the session, January 13th. Democrats dominate the House by a sizable majority, and caucus actions are tantamount to House actions. Former Lieutenant Governor Henry Howell said today he suggested in August that he and Attorney General Andrew Miller withhold any announcement concerning the governor's race until after the presidential election. Howell said Miller didn't agree and held a Pearl Harbor press conference the following Monday. Howell said Miller engaged in an attack on my intentions. The former Lieutenant Governor said he wanted Miller and himself to campaign jointly on behalf of the Democratic presidential candidate next year. Howell's comments came today after a letter from Miller to Delegate Louis Fickett was made public. Fickett had earlier asked that Howell and Miller get together to avoid a state primary confrontation. Miller refused, and Howell said today he is still willing to meet with Miller. An interview with Governor Mills Godwin was aired on Hampton television station WVEC tonight. Governor Godwin said any further substantial cuts in the state budget would result in laying off employees and reducing salaries. Godwin said, "I hate to do this because laying off state employees just adds to the problems of the unemployed." The governor has already ordered a 5% cut in state agency spending, and state aid to public education has been reduced by $20 million. Godwin said even with those savings, the state will find itself with a deficit at the end of the biennium next June 30th if additional cuts are not made. There will be a funeral for Wilson H. Payton of Orange tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Preddy's Funeral Home in Orange. Interment will be in the Maplewood Cemetery in Gordonsville. A funeral will be held for Andrew McIntosh of Rapidan tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Hopewell Baptist Church. Interment will be in the church cemetery. Johnson's Funeral Home of Locust Grove is in charge of arrangements. A funeral will be held for Terrell Jenkins of Orange County tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at Johnson's Funeral Home in Locust Grove. Interment will be in the Zora Baptist Church Cemetery. The weather for the five counties calls for rain tonight with some fog. The lows will be in the upper 30s or low 40s, and the chance of rain will be carried over through tomorrow and tomorrow night. Tomorrow the highs will be in the 40s, and tomorrow night the lows will be in the mid-30s to near 40. Partly cloudy Thursday is predicted, the highs in the mid-40s to near 50. The chance of rain will be decreasing to 40% tomorrow and 30% tomorrow night, with the winds mostly southwesterly, 10 miles an hour or less tonight, becoming variable tomorrow. It's at 40 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 degrees Celsius, and 99% is the relative humidity in Orange. Our time is 16 minutes after 10. This has been world, national, state, and local news, and coming up will be Today in Sports after this.
Hi, Les Myers here. I'm not playing the harmonica, but I will be playing 2 hours of some zany music on New Year's Eve on Night Music, stuff you never heard before. Dug into the collection and dug out some real gems, and I hope you'll join me at 8 o'clock New Year's Eve for a Night Music music celebration. And Happy New Year.
An old zany himself. Sounds like a good program, doesn't it? Now, in Today in Sports, we have the news brought to you by two members of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, McDaniels Gas and Tire Center, and W.A. Brockman Oil Company. Well, first off, we have some more scores in, just a couple. The basketball tournament's going on all over the place. The third place for the Christmas basketball tournament, Southeastern Baltimore Kiwanis Club. This is sort of a wild one to be getting in. Anyhow, it's Randolph-Macon College 71, Howard University 63. A little remote. Old Dominion Classic consolation game, Texas 86, Cornell 60. The Los Angeles Rams say injured quarterback James Harris should be ready for the championship game of the National Football Conference this Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Harris sat on the sidelines with a shoulder injury while the Rams beat the St. Louis Cardinals in their first game of the Super Bowl playoffs. Southern Illinois University today named Ray Dempsey as head football coach. Dempsey has been the coach the past 18 years, including a stint in the past season coaching the specialty unit of the Detroit Lions. The Sporting News today named Archie Griffin of Ohio State as its Man of the Year, and among other honors, Griffin was recently awarded his second consecutive Heisman Trophy. After a lull in college football play today, action picks up tomorrow with the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, pitting North Carolina State against West Virginia, both unranked. Tomorrow night, the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans pairs 4th-ranked Alabama against 8th-ranked Penn State. On New Year's Day, number 12 Georgia meets number 18 Arkansas in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. Then top-ranked Ohio State seeks to lock up the national championship in its rematch against 11th-ranked UCLA in the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Winding up the bowl boom, Thursday night, is the Orange Bowl in Miami, with 3rd-ranked Oklahoma facing 5th-ranked Michigan. We'll have more after this.
McDaniel's Discount Gas and Tire Center is featuring the 40,000-mile Steel Mark by Kelly Springfield. They also have glass-belted, polyester, and high-performance tires. See McDaniel's Discount Gas and Tire Center soon for great buys on all the great Kelly Springfield tires. McDaniel's, south of Orange, Route 15.
Kelly Springfield. Tires that make a world of difference.
The team physician for the Miami Dolphins, Dr. Herbert Virgin, said today that veteran quarterback Earl Morrall will be able to play next season. Morrall underwent surgery yesterday for ligament damage in his left knee, and he says he hasn't decided yet whether to retire or play another year in the NFL. Alabama coach Bear Bryant has reshuffled his starting lineup for tomorrow night's Sugar Bowl clash with Penn State following repeated curfew violations. Last night, 7 Alabama players missed bed checks, and the night before, 23 players missed curfew. President of the Minnesota Vikings, Max Winter, says a court decision today striking down the National Football League's so-called Roselle Rule will create total chaos. The rule has been used for years to force a team that signs a player from another club to reimburse that club. As expected, the New Orleans Jazz grabbed Moses Malone today in a special National Basketball Association draft of players from the rival American Basketball Association. Since many of the ABA players already have contracts with teams in their league, the NBA draft amounts to getting the league negotiating rights for the players. Max McNabb took over as general manager of the Washington Capitals today and immediately named minor league manager Tommy McVie as the new head coach. The struggling Capitals have managed to win only 11 games while losing 95 in their two seasons in the National Hockey League. And the Soviet Wings beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 7-4 last night in a National Hockey League exhibition game. It's the second win in as many games by two Russian teams on an 8-game tour of the NHL. The Soviet Army Club beat the New York Rangers 7-3 on Sunday. The Wings' next game is January 4th in Buffalo. The Russian Army plays New Year's Eve in Montreal. Americans Stan Smith and Charles Passerelle have reached the top third round, that is, of the Australian Open Tennis Championships in Melbourne. Smith beat Australia's John James, and Passerelle defeated Australian Bill Durham. In other men's second-round action today, John Newcomb beat Jan Koukal of Czechoslovakia, while Ken Rosewall defeated Britain's Richard Lewis. We'll have more after this.
The Exxon Watchdog is the homeowner's best friend because he guards your family's heat and comfort 24 hours a day. Exxon Watchdog service gives you worry-free automatic delivery, the computed degree day delivery system, so you'll always have an ample supply. Turn over your oil supply problems to the W.A. Brockman Exxon Watchdog. Your winter's oil needs are Brockman's concern. Call today, 672-4200.
Little League Baseball has reversed itself and decided to allow teams from other countries to compete in the Little League World Series. The ban on foreigners had been issued last year after the team from Taiwan won the Little League World Series for the sixth straight time. Paul Cummings of Santa Maria, California, led an assault on meat records at the Saskatchewan, Canada Indoor Games. Cummings is a Brigham Young University student preparing for the 1976 Olympics. He cut more than 3 seconds from the meet's mile record last night, covering the distance in 4 minutes, 2.3 seconds, as he pulled away from veteran Len Hilton of Los Angeles. Cummings and Hilton meet tonight, again, in the 2-mile event. And Rosinante won the featured race at Keystone Racetrack in Philly today. Rosinante was timed in a minute, 11 and 1/5 seconds over the 6 furlongs. The winner paid $480, $280, and $240. Heed the Word returned $280 and $240 for second, and Kratos paid $320 to show. And that's it for Today in Sports, brought to you by two members of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, McDaniels Gas and Tire Center, and W.A. Brockman Oil Company, with a reminder to keep up with all the good sports on WJMA. Right now it's 23 minutes after 10 on WJMA AM FM, Orange, Virginia. This is Jean Love signing off for another evening show. Thanks for joining us on Tracking with Love tonight. We'll see you all tomorrow. Good night.